I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It was announced over the weekend as what potentially will be the largest mega merger in U.S. business history, I think world business history, AT&T and Time Warner merger. You've got politicians like Tim Kaine, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump, all and Hillary Clinton, all saying that there needs to be some scrutiny over this $85 billion merger and whether it is good for the American consumer. Joining us right now to discuss this is Dan Mitchell, economist and senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Mitchell.
Glad to be on the program.
Well, it was the brilliant British member of the European Parliament, Daniel Hannan, speaking at the Cato Institute one evening a couple of years ago, and I was in attendance, who made this very important distinction for me as a conservative, and it's always resonated. We conservatives are not pro-big business. We are pro-free market, and the two things don't necessarily go hand in hand. This is a big business merger. Is it good for the free market?
I think when we look at a merger, as long as there's no government-imposed barrier to entry, politicians should stay out of mergers and acquisitions. Right now, we're looking at a content company and a distribution company merging. There's not really going to be any additional concentration of market power, as the term is. But I don't think there's such a thing as market power in a true free market, because AT&T, they're not holding a gun to my head. I'm not forced to patronize or buy any of their products or services. So this may be a good business decision. It may be a bad business decision. But one thing I know for sure, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton should keep their greedy little hands out of it and let the market decide whether it's good business or not.
Well, I'm looking here. I see that Tim Kaine has voiced concern. Bernie Sanders has voiced concern. Donald Trump has voiced concern. Hillary Clinton has voiced concern. And some on the Senate Antitrust Subcommittee say they want to look at this thing very, very closely. They're at least initially expressing some concern, some consternation. Who's for it?
We'll see whether the market is for it. If it goes through, if the shareholders of the companies involved think it's a good deal, it should go through, and it should have nothing to do with these politicians. The only job of the politicians in the private sector is to protect against force and fraud, and right now I don't see the slightest scintilla of evidence that this new company is going to have any power over me that the two separate companies
don't have
right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Mike Lee, a Republican of Utah, hardly a pro-big government interventionist conservative Republican, he has voiced some concern. He said this potentially could raise significant antitrust issues, and he does want to examine it. I mean, you don't see any red flags with regard to the limiting some level of choice here with regard to, excuse me, my goodness, AT&T, who already owns DirecTV, by the way, which is a distribution arm for content. AT&T also obviously controlling DSL and high-speed internet access for people in their homes. Now acquiring Time Warner, this huge content provider, which not only does entertainment through HBO and TNT and TBS, but also news through CNN. By putting all of that under one umbrella, doesn't that in some way, basically your choices are now limited to, okay, AT&T or Verizon, and Dish Network is my other satellite option right now. And doesn't, by making a larger corporation that controls so much of these content delivery systems as well as content creation, doesn't it inherently make it harder for upstarts to come into a market that is already dominated by a giant business?
so long as there isn't any government-imposed barrier to a new entrant, why should we worry? If we were having this conversation...
Well, you said that before, but I got to jump in. Are you telling me that you don't think AT&T and Time Warner already have a whole lot of politicians in their back pocket who already help them keep barriers for other small startups from coming in and competing with them? I mean, that's how this town runs.
But that's the whole key thing. If you have a bunch of politicians and bureaucrats at the FTC and Justice Department serving as gatekeepers, of course lobbyists are going to get involved, there's going to be corruption, you're going to have cronyism and things like that. But if we were having this conversation 20 years ago, would any of us have ever heard of Netflix? Would any of us have been able to predict how the market was going to evolve? All I'm concerned about is making sure that government isn't creating monopoly power, because if you look around the economy in terms of the real world, monopoly power almost always is associated with government. Think of cable TV franchises granted by local governments. They're always granted as monopolies. Why? Because the cable companies that have to pay off the local politicians and agree to, you know, carry the public access channel of the county commission, having their meetings and nonsense like that. It's government that we should be worried about, because that's where there's real power to muck up people's lives. If two big companies merge together, in all likelihood, that might not even be a good deal for the shareholders, but that's their decision. It's not my decision. It's not Mike Lee's decision, and it's certainly not the decision of two very corrupt, erratic politicians in Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
All right, we got to leave it there. We are out of time. Dan Mitchell of the Cato Institute, thanks for joining us. And we'll